This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
In your state. Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John Estefanos. How is everyone doing? Hope everyone's doing well and staying healthy. Happy New Year, and I hope all of you had a nice holiday. I know I enjoyed my holiday and time off. I took very little time off, just a couple days, and I spent it with the family. So it was great, and I hope all of you were able to do that. So I'm very excited. Today's episode is kind of our first episode. The other episode before that was the introduction. It's our first episode in the sense that we're going to actually start discussing some topics. And I think this episode and maybe the next episode, I will be talking to those of you who are thinking about getting into business, becoming entrepreneurs, owning your own business. So today's topic is, or the title of it is, Are You Truly an Entrepreneur? And I want to talk about this because I want you guys to know kind of what it takes to be an entrepreneur or business owner and some of the advantages and disadvantages that we'll discuss later on that come with becoming a business owner. So the idea is that anyone can become an entrepreneur, but what everyone can't handle is how rigorous it is, right? Because it's difficult. And the first thing I want to talk about is that you are not just the boss. You have to be willing and you have to be ready to do and perform all the tasks that are required so that your business can actually succeed. So I'm gonna use myself as an example. Many years ago, I owned a Mexican restaurant out here in San Diego, and I was the owner of the restaurant, I was the manager, but at the same time, I had to clean the bathroom if the bathroom needed to be cleaned, and I did. And you find yourself in that position. You're doing the tasks that you kind of didn't think that you would be doing one day, right? Because when we think of owning our own business, or we think that we're going to be doing the very, very important tasks, managing the business, growing the business, running the operations. But I found myself many times having to do very, very little tasks. And I hated doing those tasks, but I had to do them because I knew then that I needed to do those tasks so that my business can continue to operate. And that's what I kind of want to get you ready for, that you will be doing some tasks that are not executive or managerial for that matter. The other thing I want to talk about is it's very hard to have a work-life balance, okay? Because you end up working so much. So where do you draw the line? How do you spend time with your loved ones, right? If you are married, how do you spend time with your spouse? If you're in a relationship, how do you spend time with your partner? Work just consumes so much of your time. And the only thing I'm going to say to that is the person that you're with, whether that may be your spouse, your partner, your loved one, has to kind of be on board with what it is you do. They have to understand that you are a business owner, that you are an entrepreneur, that you took that commitment and you are committed to something that potentially can flourish to be something huge. And they just have to be there and they have to be willing to support you. And I think if you're getting the support and if there is that understanding, that kind of works as a great buffer to help you establish a work-life balance. And the other thing I can tell you about that is too that managing your time is key, right? You have to be good at managing your time. You have to be able to prioritize. You have to be able to know when to cut it off for the day, what tasks or functions can be done the next day, and what needs to be done immediately right before you go home. So managing your time, getting your loved one or your spouse on board with this whole idea will really help out in that area. The other thing I want to talk about is freedom, right? Your freedom is going to be somewhat restricted because now you have a business, and that business feeds off of you. It operates off of you. You need to be there, especially I'm talking about the first couple of years or few years. So what you will see happen here is that you won't have the freedom maybe to do some of the things you really love. For example, again, I'll refer back to myself, travel. I like to travel with my wife a lot, but now I know that, look, vacations and travel have to be planned, and that I may work while I'm on vacation, and I do. And, you know, almost every vacation I take, I set a couple of hours aside. I get on the phone, I send emails, I get on my laptop, I talk to my clients, I talk to my staff, and I have to give my business a couple of hours every day while I'm traveling to make sure that everything is going to run the way I want it to run or the way that it should run. The other thing I want to talk about too is that you work harder for less money during the first few years. And that's okay because your business is not going to be making the money that perhaps you thought it was going to make. It's a new business. So you're in that building stage and you're trying to build something and you may not see the results that you expected when it comes to finances. And it's very important too that you don't just get into business for money, right? But you get in because you love it, it's your passion, you always wanted to do it, you want to, you have an idea and you wanna grow that idea, and then the money will come with all of that. Because the idea is that if you put in the hard work that is required, you will make the money you wanted. It just may not happen right away, and you have to be okay with that. So basically what I just discussed is kind of what you should expect being a business owner or entrepreneur. And I think you owe it to yourself to kind of have this discussion and make sure that this is something you really want to pursue prior to just jumping right in. So as I said earlier, I'm going to discuss some disadvantages and advantages, and I'll start out with the disadvantages and leave the advantages, the good stuff, for last. So the disadvantages are that you will work longer hours, right? It's a tough schedule. You are you just got started, and you may have to work long hours like I do, even though I've been in business for 16 years, and I'm still working longer hours. And that's okay, but you should definitely expect the longer hours the first couple of years or few years. The other disadvantage is it really sucks to fail, because all of us want to succeed, right? And failing is miserable and nobody likes it. But you have to be aware that with opportunities, and if you take risk, failure is there, and you just have to be aware of that. So you gotta be aware that failing might be something you experience. The other thing is, the other disadvantage, no financial security. We kind of talked about that. The money you will make the first couple of years or few years is not all that great. So you won't have the financial security. It also may not be consistent. It's not a 8-to-5 job. I make this much money per month. I know what my check is going to be. And you are able to plan and budget your life around it. This is completely different. 1 month, you may make $2,000. And the next month, you may make $5,000 or more or less. So it creates this uncertainty, and you don't have that security. So you have to kind of, budget your finances very carefully so that you can survive during that period. The other advantage is that you face tons of risk, and with risk comes stress. So your stress levels are increased, and that's not good, because when we stress, we tend to not function and make good decisions. So you have to be aware of that idea, and you have to be okay with it, and you have to manage the stress level. And I think if you go into it expecting stress, then you will be okay. And you have to also be aware that, you know, with getting into every business or venture or opportunity, there is lots of risk. The last disadvantage is you are 100% responsible for every decision. And that is a disadvantage. And some people will say, well, you know, who cares? I like making decisions and I think I'm good at them. But it's proven that the more decisions we have to make, the less effective our decision making becomes. So if you have to decide on 5 things, you will make better decisions than if you had to decide on 15 things. And when you are in business for yourself, you have to make a lot of decisions. And sure, you could reach out to professionals, your CPAs, your attorneys, your managers, and get their opinion. But at the end of the day, it falls on you to make the decision. And what I say to that is, surround yourself with good people so that they can provide you the information you need so that you can make a well-informed decision. So what are the advantages? The advantages are that you get to find out if you're really cut out for this or not. So in other words, you're kind of putting yourself to the test, right? You're gonna do it and you're gonna find out if you are in fact an entrepreneur or a business owner. And with that too, you get to find out a lot about yourself, right? Because you will find out if you can manage time better, or if you are good at managing time. You get to find out whether or not you can handle the stress levels. You get to find out whether you can make good decisions. You get to find out whether or not you can live with the financial uncertainty that comes with owning a business for the first couple of years. So you do get to find out a lot about yourself. And the other advantage is that you get to build something that is yours on your own, and you get to watch it become successful. And I would say that's key, right? That's why I'm in business. I love growing my companies. I love helping people. I love connecting and touching so many people with their business and reaching out and just having a positive effect on them and helping them out and watching them grow. That's me and my business. For you, whatever it is, if it's a brand, you'll see your brand grow. You'll see your brand all over the place. You'll see people talking about your brand. And that is an incredible feeling. And I hope that everyone that starts a business or becomes an entrepreneur can actually see all that come to reality. That's pretty much it for today. Our next episode will be next Thursday, like I mentioned in the introduction episode. This podcast will be on Thursdays, and we are going to have more exciting stuff coming up. We will discuss more exciting topics, more important topics, more specific topics. The next episode, I will be discussing the steps that are required to start your own business. But until then, I want everyone to have a great week and stay positive. This podcast is here so that you can listen, and hopefully by listening, you become educated and you become inspired, and you go out there and you jump into that business or that venture you always wanted, and you succeed. So I will be talking to you guys next Thursday. Have a great week.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.